Today is the best day in the history of ever. So let's talk about superhumans and why they do not exist. My name is Alex Red and my life is nothing but an experiment. Today I want to dig into superhumans, or what we think are superhumans, in the sense of this person is amazing. He has so many skills, or is so skilled in a specific task. He has so much knowledge, so much experience. He's like so famous, such a good singer or actor or manager or CEO or accountant, whatever, artist maybe. We just look at them, we compare them with our skills, knowledge, experience, and we think these people are so far ahead of ourselves. These are superhumans. That's what I mean with the term superhuman. And we get deeply impressed and we have this star idol kind of culture going on, which I never really understood, because if you ask me any time in my life in the last 40 something years, do you want to be like this or this or this person? Is there a person you would like change with, like you would have left to mirror, or like an idol or a star I would like to be similar to, or something like that? I would have never be able to give you an answer. And even today, I look at people and I'm deeply impressed by many people, what they say and what they do. Like with the last book I read, I mentioned in the podcast before, people out there on YouTube who share their knowledge and their skills and what they have done and the lessons learned, which inspired me to do the same thing. I deeply respect these people and what they do and how they do it. But the answer always is, I want to have my own life. I want to discover my own personality and develop my own personality. It never came to my mind to say, wow, Bill Gates is the richest person in the world. I want to be like Bill Gates because of the money, or maybe because he achieved to build this company that is known all over the world and made him a lot of money, or be like whoever won the championship of this or that. I really don't care about these people too much. And if I would meet them in real life, I would not ask for an autograph or anything. I would treat them different than any other person. Because for me, it's always, what are they doing? How are they doing it? And how did they end up where they are? This is what interests me. Their life, the process they went through, the methods they use. Then any star and any expert I ever meet is just a regular person with habits, with things he's doing consistently, with methods and processes he's applying. If you watch people out there at a certain age who did produce content in any way, so you can basically see, what did they say 10 years ago? What did they say 5 years ago? What did they say today? You can see a development in these people as well. They change over time like everybody else. They develop themselves, they work on themselves. And this makes them human and brings them from the superhuman status back down to being just like you and me. All they do is they have a certain focus or certain goals, and then they focus on doing step by step, working towards the goal, and apply certain methods, methodologies and processes for that. And this is what you should actually look into. If you feel someone is the best snowboarder in the world and you want to be a good snowboarder, look at the upbringing of that person, of the mindset of that person, of the attitude and how he's training, where he's training, and these kind of things. And you will realize, okay, if I try to do something in that direction, I may end up the same way. Now you might say, yeah, but I don't have the time, or not the possibilities, or I'm missing the money. Most rich people, we are talking super rich billionaires out there these days, did not come from a super rich family. They're like self-made people. They were at the right place at the right time, and they saw the opportunity and they grabbed the opportunity. And that's also something you need to understand. These opportunities are out there for everybody, but most people are too busy to see the opportunities, or are too grumpy to see the opportunities of being happy. You're just too busy to enjoy life and to see the opportunities and to grab them. And then, yeah, grabbing an opportunity obviously means taking risks. A reward always comes with a risk. And that's also what makes the whole life exciting. If you do anything, or the other way around, if you do nothing that has a risk to it, there is no enjoyment. There is no special feeling of achievement. If you just take safe steps, you're not making it to the top of the mountain, and you didn't never feel that great satisfaction of I achieved this. I unlocked this skill for me. I learned this deep knowledge in a certain topic, anything like that. You have to take risks, but you have to manage the risks. Don't take stupid risks just for taking risks. You read a book and say, I have to take risks. So now what's the biggest risk I can take because I want to have the biggest reward? That's not how it works. And that's plain stupidity. I had this, I think I had it before with entrepreneurs. No, I posted that on LinkedIn actually. The best entrepreneurs are not the ones who take the biggest risks. They actually take the small, manageable risks with a high reward. So not every risk comes with an equal size reward. If you're smart and clever, what you actually want to do is you want to look for manageable risks with a high reward. That's again something successful people do, which nobody else does really notice. They evaluate the risks they take and they look, or they see rewards, and then they don't just see the reward, they see they come with a risk, always come with a risk. And they look at the risk-reward ratio. They assess their ability to get this reward, and they look at the risk, and then they go for it and don't go for it. And then if you go for it, you go for it. Like, don't look back every other hour, day, or week. If you commit to it, you go for it, and then you reassess. And if you, at a certain point, feel like the risk is getting bigger than the reward, and the ratio is off, you stop, you quit, you change your mind, and you say, okay, I tried, it didn't work, now let's move on. So just because you start something doesn't mean you have to go through the death valley to make it happen. Obviously, giving up too early is a problem. On the other hand, going until you're dead is also an issue and a mistake. That's about superhumans, which are actually not superhuman. They're just more focused, more skilled, more knowledgeable, more experienced. And they unlock these things for themselves by studying what it takes and then exercise, 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 doing stuff. I compare it to the diet doctor who is overweight, right? He has the knowledge of how to do the perfect diet, how to eat healthy, and all the things. What he cannot do, he cannot apply it to his own life. We all have this problem, right? We know what's right, but we don't have the guts to do it. That's how people actually get somewhere. They're not just having the theoretical knowledge and values and beliefs, they actually apply it. It's not just knowledge, it's, as I said, values, beliefs, the same thing. You know you should help this colleague because you can, and he needs support, or he would need a clap on the back saying, hey, you're doing a good job, you will make it work, and like a bit of an uplifting talk or something like that to motivate him and tell him he's not alone into it and other people believe in his ability to make it work. So you know this is the right thing to do, but then you think like, who knows, maybe next year he will compete with me for the promotion, for a new job, blah, blah, blah. So I better let him die on his desk and fail miserably. So I'm eliminating competition in the future in this company. This is stupid thinking. I fall into this trap. Hopefully I won't in the future, but I for sure fell into the trap as well. As I mentioned it, I'm competitive. Everybody's a competitor. We are all competing for the number one position in the company, but that's stupid. For sure, the next week, the next month, you will be at your desk and you would be so glad that someone stops by and helps you with whatever it is, or it just gives you some kind words to help your motivation and pull through whatever you're doing at this moment. Team up, listen to your gut feeling. Don't do the idle star cult thing. It's not healthy. It never came to my mind that I want to be like this or this or this person. I see their achievement, I'm interested in how they got there, and that's all I care about. If I would meet them in person, I would approach them like any other person. If there is a connection, if we bond, I would love to be this person's friend, but it would never come to my mind that I would say, wow, I want to be like this person because he's the best snowboarder in the world. I want to be like this person because he's the most rich, famous person in the world or something like that. I want to be me. I want to find out who I can be or become in my lifetime and unlock what's in me and discover what's in me. That's how I roll, and I think it's a good thing to try to be yourself. Even though I made a lot of mistakes, I talk about them in the podcast. To some, it might appear like, wow, Alex, he has this experience and this knowledge and this and this and this. Yeah, I talk about it. I do have it. That's why I talk about it. But I'm still struggling applying what, in theory, the things I know to apply them to real life. It's still a challenge, and this is a daily thing I work on, and this will never go away. No life for nobody is easy. Everybody has its challenges and struggles, just like you do. And I encourage you just to look at the process, what is necessary to get where you want to go, and then work on the process, work on execution and developing the right habits to make it work. And then you will get wherever you want to go. And don't compare yourself with other people who have another focus in their life. They're just better than you because they have a different focus. That's fine. If you would have the same focus, you might be better after 5 years of practicing and training and learning, which this person might have applied in their life. You're unique. You're who you are. You define your direction wherever you want to go. If you think the direction is not good anymore, you pick another one. You go there for a few years. That's fine. You're as superhuman as everybody else. So I want to leave you today with my tagline again from LinkedIn. Pick a direction, love what you do, do it, own the result, repeat consistently. If you do that, you will always be successful and you will, to others, look like a superhuman. My question to you today is, in which area would you love to look like a superhuman to other people? My question for you today is, in which area do you or would you love to look like a superhuman to other people? Today is not just the best day in the history of ever, it's also the first day of the rest of your life. Make it count and enjoy the ride.